Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
Catherine Bigelow, Oscar-winning director of The Hurt Locker, is back with another gritty thriller about the hunt for Osama bin Laden called Zero Dark Thirty.
We're spending billions of dollars. We are still no closer to defeating our enemy.
This is it.
There's nobody else.
There is just us. And we are failing.
But the chief focus of the movie is one CIA agent who doesn't accept failure and who may or may not be closely based on a real-life operative at the agency. Jessica Chastain is intermittently adequate as this indefatigable heroine who has to contend with a lot of uncertain men who are often maddeningly indecisive.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden?
Yeah.
What part convinced you?
Her confidence.
If you're right, the whole world's gonna win in on this.
You will never find him.
Like the actual hunt for the real bin Laden, the first 90 minutes of this very long movie feels slow and frustrating. But when they get closer to success, the pace picks up, and the final raid on Abbottabad is stunningly recreated. The biggest shortcoming of this well-made film is the lack of any deep characterization of the Jessica Chastain character, her counter-terror associates, or, frankly, of Osama himself.
It's rated R for harsh language and graphic realistic scenes of torture and violence.
3 stars for the expertly crafted but maddeningly flawed Zero Dark Thirty.
For more movie reviews, go to michaelmedved.com.